Hey guys, how's it going? So I'm starting a new little series on here on my eco fitness podcast called My Daily Diary, hashtag Daily Diary. The reason for this is because before I got my fitness app and put all my members on my fitness app, I used to have a WhatsApp group, and I used to update the WhatsApp group almost every day with kind of my words of wisdom of learnings that I learned and lessons that I learned and mistakes that I made and the lessons that I learned from the mistakes. And I'm after coming from one of the girls who I now call a friend, Louise, who started off as an online member. And she goes, I really miss your daily talks and your talks. And I went, geez, what talks are those? And I was thinking it was the weekly Q&A talks on the app for fitness. And she goes, no, your WhatsApp, I just don't go into the app. And I said, well, do you know what now? Because she does listen to Spotify. I was like, well, if my random chats made that much of an impact to get people up out of bed, I'm going to do my random chats here on the podcast. So here is my first, since I moved off WhatsApp and onto the fitness app, I'm going to put them public. Here is my first hashtag daily diary. So I am in this weekly networking group called BNI. Anyone that probably knows it knows it. It's about 35 of us now around a table on a Friday morning at 7:15. And we're there to learn about each other's business to see can we give referrals to each other. I haven't been the best networker for the last year that I've been in the meeting, but what I have gotten from the meeting is a really good accountant. I've actually used their services. And for me, that's worth more than getting referrals, because it does save money in the long run when you get someone trustworthy and does a good job. It saves you double paying somebody else to come back and repeat the job that somebody else was meant to do good the first time. So that's what I've gotten out of it, and I'm making really good connections in there as well. So I got asked to be the educational coordinator alongside Kira, and I was like, oh, I was going to leave. If I was totally honest, I was going to leave because I felt like I wasn't putting enough into it. And but then I said, you know what? I'll wait. I'll become the educational coordinator. I'll say yes, because it will make me actually go onto the BNI website, educate myself on networking a bit more. And if anything, for the next year, I'm going to learn how to network better. I'm going to learn loads from other business owners on the podcast and BNI website that I can transfer over to my own life, and I can transfer over to my own business, and I can transfer over to my own clients. So the story I'm getting to here is, and the little lesson here is, right, just turn up. You never know what you're going to learn and what new skill you're going to learn that's going to transfer over to your everyday life. And I say this all the time. If you have the discipline to show up to an exercise class when you don't want to, there's going to be a few things that are going to happen here. A, you're building discipline, and discipline builds motivation. Full stop. Discipline builds motivation. And the difference with showing up to a workout is nobody ever jumps in the door. Well, a lot of my clients jump in the door because they love coming into the workouts. But 9 times out of 10, or 50% of the time, the clients don't want to come in, but they chase the after feeling. And while they're there, they learn something new about themselves, and they learn something new from others or from myself that could be transferred over to their everyday life. So there's never a wasted opportunity, guys, to learn something new. So if you've been resisting something and you feel like you're not really been doing the best in a certain situation or a certain group, like for me, going in every Friday, which is a big commitment, every Friday for an hour and a half, an hour and 15 minutes, 2 hours by the time you go in and out and drive in and out of the network meeting. And I've been doing it for the last year religiously, except for maybe 4 times when I was away on a Friday. And I can definitely say I've learned something new. Every time I went in, I learned something new from somebody else, listening to somebody else, or learned something new about myself. So there's never a wasted opportunity. So say with an exercise class, everyone always comes away from my classes or Petra's classes or Lou's classes either feeling good, learning something new, got a new tip that they can integrate into their health and their wellness and their everyday life. But most importantly, it's the discipline. It's creating that discipline of showing up And the discipline of showing up creates motivation to want to do better and to want to do more. And I'll leave it on this, because usually my little chats on the WhatsApp group were never more than 5-6 minutes, maybe 10 minutes sometimes. It's the discipline of showing up right, and it's the discipline of being in a room with like-minded people and watching people that may be ahead of you and may be doing better than you. And that gives you the motivation that wants to do better for yourself, do better for your business, do better for others, and just wanting to be just a better person at your everyday tasks. When you see somebody else doing better, you get motivated to want to do better as well. That's what showing up creates, guys. So if there's something that you're resisting and you don't want to show up to, start creating the discipline of just showing up, because you never know what you might learn that you can start implementing into your everyday life to make your life better, your business better, and others' lives better around you as well. So that's it, lads. That's my little chat and my little daily diary of what I learned. And I was allergic. I wasn't going to keep going to the meeting. I wasn't allergic, but I was just like, oh, I don't feel like I'm giving the best here. And even though, like, when I look at the stats, I've definitely transferred some income over to the other members, but I just felt like I wasn't giving enough to the meeting. But then when I realized, when I went through the little educational little slots that I'd be doing, I've only done two, I was like, oh, I actually have a little bit to give here. A little bit of something different to give to the meeting, compared to what I've heard others talk about before. And I was kind of going, okay, I can give something here. I just need to do my research every week. I'm given an hour to an hour and a half every week research on the BNI website, because that's the only time I can give. And within that hour, hour and a half, I'm coming up with a little educational slot and a little educational talk, 5-minute talk, that I think might benefit the other members there, that might help them in their business and networking as well. So there you go, lads. I'm actually enjoying it, and it's actually helping me. I can transfer what I've learned over to my own life, my own business, and to my fitness members as well, and to anyone I talk to. So there you go. So I'm actually looking forward to the next year of something that I was going to give up. I'm actually looking forward to the next year of diving deep into learning more and coming up with little educational slots each week for the guys that I think might help. And it's going to benefit me. After a year, I'll have, 52, because I'll be gone for some of them away. Hopefully, let's just say at least 48 little pieces of educational slots that I've learned, and learned about myself, and learned how to present it to others, and that can be transferred over to my life and my business. I'm so delighted. So there you go, guys. Never a wasted opportunity. And to think I was going to give it up, and now I'm thinking after a year, I'll have so much under my belt after a year that it's invaluable. So there you go, guys. #DailyDiaries.